In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who likes blessings? I think just about everybody likes blessings. I have so many things that people bring me to bless. I have cards. I once had a group of bikers bring by their motorcycles to get blessed. The other day I blessed a 4-foot statue of Our Lady Guadalupe in the back of a car. We bless water, that's where holy water comes from, and candles, and houses, and food. By the way, the best blessing for food is the Bishop Federal Memorial Blessing. Bless us, O Lord, in these thy gifts which you're about to receive through thy bounty, through Christ our Lord. Amen. It says everything you need to say, and the food doesn't get cold. You don't get extra points for being extemporaneous, or for going on forever. On St. Francis Day, I blessed dogs and cats, and I blessed goats and horses, and even once a very big slug. What then is a blessing? A blessing is an invitation for God to drive out the influence of the devil and to pour his grace upon us. God gives us many blessings. And certain things are, of course, blessings. I don't know how many times I've heard men say, my wife is a blessing, and you can always tell when they're sincere because she isn't in earshot. We say, blessed are you if you've known so-and-so. We hear about blessings in the gospel today, the Beatitudes. Blessed are you poor. Blessed are you who are hungry. Blessed are you who are now weeping. Blessed are you when people hate you. That doesn't sound right, does it? These are not the things that'll get your smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone or on People magazine. These are not the things that people rejoice in. They don't say, I am poor, that is wonderful. Or I love it that people hate me. It's because they are thinking about how the world thinks of things. But instead we should think of things how God thinks of them. And God has mercy upon those who are poor, on those who are hungry, on those who are weeping, and those who are hated because of the gospel. Now, in this version of the Beatitudes, we also don't just get the Beatitudes, we get the cursitudes, the woes. Woe to you who are rich. Woe to you who are filled now. Woe to you who laugh now. Woe to you when all speak well of you. These are the things that will get your face on the cover of the Rolling Stone or on People magazine. But they are not the things that are necessarily pleasing to God. With God, things are different. Another way this is spoken to us is as the prophet Jeremiah does in today's first reading. Trust not in man and in the things of this world. Being popular, being rich, don't trust in those things, because they can vanish like the morning dew. Rather, trust in God and hope in the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.